Okay, Mr. Oathinger, you just were talking to me about the Sheely, and they came from where?
From Germany, from Baden.
And how did he get to the United States?
Well, he left, he got in a little bit of trouble there in front of the bridge guard, and he went over into France, and when he got into France, mind of coming to the United States to America for some time. He joined the Maximilian's army and come with him to Mexico. And the battle was going on there for quite a while. And when the battle got real tough, why, they were losing, and he either got captured or deserted. Then he was helping out. He was a stable man. And one day when they had a big celebration after that, they take some of the horses and rode across the Rio Grande and come over to the United States.
And that's how they got to this Tweedy area? Okay, what was that man's name? You know his name? The first name?
Henry Sheely.
Henry Sheely. Okay, was he the only Sheely who came here? All the Sheelys are from that family?
At that time, yeah. But later, the whole family come over, the whole Sheely family.
Oh, I see.
The old grandpa by the name Michael Sheely come over me here. Sheely come over and brought the whole family along some more. All the Sheely and Andrew Sheely.
Okay, and your mother was a Sheely. Now, was this her father, that John
Sheely?
That was
her father, yeah.
Oh, so she got that story from him then?
Yeah, I got that story directly.
Oh, you knew him?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, he lived till about 23 years ago.
Oh.
And he lived right on the place right below us that I spoke about.
So I guess he had a lot of stories to tell.
A lot of stories. Like if you tell him all this, like he told me, there's still more to it, but sometimes you can't think about it at all.
Yeah.
And then he worked for Man saw it for him, and then he went to for himself. And then after a while, he made one trip to Kansas with the Kansas. And that's where he earned $750 on that Kansas trip to build a house down that place. That's that old house still stands. That's where Edson is, Shirley.
So that was where your mother was brought up then?
My mother was brought up.
So your mother and father lived real close to each other?
Yeah, they lived on about 700 yards apart.
Uh-huh. Did your grandfather Sheely have any Indian stories to tell you from around here?
Not much. I was a little bit past. They were still here that time because my grandmother says that time when he was on the Kansas trip, he was home with three young children, and the Indians looked in the back window. That's what she said. She seen the Indians come in. They had the house all closed. They looked in the back window, but I don't know if they hid somehow or they couldn't see nobody, and they left without doing any harm.
Now, when you married Amanda, how many children did you have? How many children do you have?
I have two.
And they are?
Mary Lee, the young one, and Edson and Shirley.
Okay, Edson is your only son then?
Edson's only son.
And Mary Lee married Fred Youngman, and Edson married Shirley Shearhart.
Right.
And Edson lives real close to you here.
Right close by.
So then you brought up your children in this house you're living in?
Yeah.
Right here.
Now in this house. Now I was brought up in the old rock house. The old home, the old rock house, is right down about a mile down the road. And that's where my daddy was born and I was born in that okay. rock house. Now.
But then your dad built this house?
And he built this house in 1912. We didn't have no water down there.
Oh.
No good water down there. So we moved up here and caught the water.
Did you have to dig a well when you
Yeah, we dug a well and got some good water here and then we moved up here. But down there we went dry sometime. We had to haul some water and dry filth.
Okay, in your own family with your wife, when you would have Christmas, say, or celebrations, how did your family celebrate? Did you celebrate with a lot of relatives, or was it just with your family? Or did you have any special customs with your wife?
No, it's mostly just the family. That's all. Mostly family.
Okay, and how did you educate your children? Now, I know you said how you were educated. What kind of education did they have?
Well, they got quite a bit more education. They went to school here in about 7th, 8th grade, and then they went to the Hondo High School. They both graduated from the Hondo High School.
Now, by that time, they had a busing system that took them to the Hondo. Okay, and then did any of them go to college, or did they marry then?
Well, they got married. They didn't maybe it was the uneven couple a short while, I think. Edson had 2 year college at Valley Junior College.
And Mary Lee and Fred have how many children?
They have 9 children.
9 children. 6 boys. And then Edson has how many children?
Three boys and 2 girls.
So how many great-grandchildren do you have?
Well, I'm not quite positive. I don't think it's about 21.
21 great-grandchildren?
No, this is grandchildren. What is the question?
Yeah, you have how many? You have 14 grandchildren. And how many great-grandchildren?
That's 21.
21
great-grandchildren.
That's quite a record.
Yeah. So,
for just 2 children.
2 children. Some have lots more. He worked for 7 years and he came and he didn't take a trip to Tennessee, yeah.
Now you're talking about your mother working for Mr.
Houston. And she went with him when he called that maid, I guess. They tell the children on that trip. She made that trip with him to Tennessee.
You're one of the first breeders of Cole Herford cattle.
Me?
Yeah.
What's that?
Breeder of Cole Herford cattle. He's one of the first ones to bring Cole Herford
to you. Yeah, I guess so.
You were yourself.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, well, how did you learn that? What made you interested in that?
Well, I don't know. I always liked cattle. And, while I was in the Army, one strange animal come through our pasture. We didn't know where he come from, but that is a horse. And I like that color, that white face on the great cattle. We had Texas Longhorn most of that time. And then while I was in the Army, there's one calf born, the white face on the ranch, and
build up a large herd from this? Or?
Well, yeah, I kept on building that. I just bought three cows first when I started, and later on another one, and then another one like that, and I kept on. And my herd a year or two ago was right at 100 head. Mm-hmm.
And is that what you keep it at, about 100 head?
That's about what you keep.
Now, how many bulls do you have for a herd that size?
The breeding bulls?
Uh-huh.
Three. Usually about three.
That is good. Here's the army. If they had drove those trucks all around, you know, and they never knew really for sure. Those trucks in the army, you never knew really for sure what was on those trucks.
No.
And, but they said, if you turn over, run like hell. So they probably had dynamite on them.
This is when you were going from,
from Akron, Ohio, to Baltimore, Maryland. It's about, about 1,000 miles. Did you travel the Lincoln Highway to Harrison, so you're on the Lincoln Highway at that time.
And you know, you have to realize those roads were muddy. Those were mud roads.
Yeah, they were not paved. There were some were gravel. She worked there 7 years, and about the last year, I think, when she went bankrupt, I think, in the bank. And he takes a trip to Tennessee, and my mother takes care of it. They had three small girls, and my mother takes care of those girls, and she went with them on that trip to Tennessee. And,
how many years did she work for them?
She worked there 7 years.
Oh, that was before she married
them. That's before she married.
Young.
And I think two of her sisters worked there for a while. And another man from out here by the name of Willie Poots, he worked as a stable man. About it, but I heard him talk about it.
Was that the Willie Poots that was a tenor in Castroville?
No, it was the Willie Poots here in Queens.
Oh.
There was not the Willie Poots here in Queens. It wasn't a tenor.
I knew that tenor, yeah. Mm-hmm. He was still living in Castroville. Okay, later, after you were married and so forth in the school district here, were you ever involved in the public school system in this area?
Yeah, I was the school trustee for quite a number of years.
Uh-huh. What was your duty? What were your duties as a trustee, or what did you all do?
Well, we had to see that our school ground kept up, and also hired the teachers. Place to stay is such as room and board, but that would help them find room and board.
Uh-huh. Well, now who paid the teachers?
The county.
That came from the county. And then who collected the taxes? Also the county?
No, yeah.
Did you all, in your school district, you had to build your own school, or did the county do that for you?
We built our own school. We got some lumber paid from the county, I imagine. But we had to use that old lumber out of the other school
to build it.
To build it, to make that balance, or whatever you call it, you know, so much. We had to put through it, and we put our old lumber to it. We built two rooms.
When the children, most of them walked to this school, though, or how did they go?
They all walked.
They all walked.
No, all, not all, some of them that come six, seven miles, they come in buggy and horse. That's so easy. Like, some of them really park back and they're with you. More of the family that comes in buggy.
And I guess everybody took their lunch too.
Everybody took their lunch, yeah.
And then the teacher would stay with the family in the area, or?
Well, the teachers would try to find boys with the family of the community. At Christmas in church, we had the tree, you know, I had a program with that chicken eating. And the worship, you know, and had a program.
For the whole congregation? This was at the church on Christmas Eve. That was your services? Okay, and how else did the church then celebrate Christmas? Did you have something on Christmas Day, or was that it on Christmas Eve?
No, we didn't have church again on Christmas Day. I mean, nothing special.
Okay, on Christmas Eve, when you had the Christmas tree, was there any special thing about the tree or about the...
Well, we had it all lit up, lots of candles on there, and lots of candy and cake hanging on there. Uh-huh. Some of the Christmas presents, they were under the tree, they were stacked under the tree, and they dished them out at the end of the service.
Then did your family, how did your family spend Christmas? Say, let's talk about when you were growing up. Did your mother live, so how old were you when your mother died?
I was about 25.
She died while you were in the service.
Yeah, I was dying.
Okay, so she was, okay, how did you celebrate Christmas then after
well,
you came?
We just had the Christmas dinner, maybe church dinner, special food and cake, that's about all. The wine.
As children, did you look forward to Christmas, or like, did you get gifts, or did you?
Oh, yeah, we always looked very, thinking a whole lot about Christmas, because that's about the only celebration we had.
Did your mother make a lot of effort to do anything special, like special baking?
Quite a bit, special cake and cookies and wine.
Did your family make wine?
Some, yeah, not very much. We never did make much.
Did he, any other people in this area?
Yeah, other people in there. My grandpa. He made wine because he come from a wine territory where they had wineries in Germany, and also they do a farm.
What about making beer? Did you ever make beer?
Well, we made beer later on in my time. Didn't have no beer here, you know. We did make our own beer. She goes by the Cooper Church. She teaches some things in the Cooper Church there. Sunday school, or whatever you call it. You know, not doing that. During the summer vacation, you know, they have a little extra schooling.
That dancing girl you're talking about,
yeah,
Lorraine?
Yeah.
OK, Okay, you were talking about your ranch, your grandfather's ranch up at Medina Lake, and this was before the dam was built.
Yeah.
And you would, did you have cattle up in that?
Yeah, I had, six slots of steers up on that place. You call it the church.
Now these were the longhorns that you had?
Yeah, these were the longhorns. Yes, they were spread out the longhorns.
Uh-huh.
And very dry down here, we had some grass up there, so we moved all our deer camps up there. And just stayed up there for about 3 years or four. And when I went out there to tend them, well, I had no place to go, and I had to stay there. And there's a Mexican on that place on Washington Springs. But I didn't want to have to stay there. So I stayed under a nice clean rock or cave or something like that. And so one night, really a big thunderstorm blew up, and I had my heart staked out with my rope and rope on the cedar tree and flat there, and I was afraid to get away. And I made it that night and didn't even get much wet. I laid on my top blanket and my saddle and my dog.
What did the lake look like? What did that area look like before there was a lake there?
Well, it was very real nice in some places. That particular ranch there, they had about 75 acres in nice fields and flats. Rock house there, and big pecan trees, something like down most places of the Medina River, and they had the log house there, and that's where they run their sheep.
Do you remember seeing that Mormon settlement that was up there close to that area?
Yes, I've seen that the deep cave there, what they call the devil's kitchen. The Mormons, I can't remember much of that. It's a kind of dream to me, but I think I got a glimpse of it once, but I don't know much about it.
Uh-huh.
The Devil's Kitchen, big cave there.
What's the story about that?
You know, that was a big hard cave. You could drive in with a team, a wagon, and it was still. Well, the fact that it got dark and darker, you couldn't see into it very far.
Well, did that get covered up by the water?
That all got covered up by the water, yeah.
Now, you were saying also when they built the dam, you went up to that while they were building the Medina Dam.
Yeah.
Your uncle had a commissary there?
Yeah, my uncle had a commissary there. I went there to spend summer 2 days with them, you know, and we went all through the camps and so on.
Now these camps, these were the people who were working on the dam, lived in the camp?
Yeah, they were all people that were working on the dam.
And what kind of people were they? Were they?
They were mostly from Mexico, they were mostly Spanish people.
Do you remember some of the families that the Spanish family, or the Mexican family that came because of that dam?
Yeah, I remember one man by the name of Juan Moreno.
Juan
Moreno. He claimed that he was working on the rock crusher. He claimed one of his partners fell in that rock crusher, and they never stopped. Next day, I quit. He said, come walking down here and look for work. We hired him, and he stayed with us for about 17 years. And he got married here, and stayed here with us about 17 years. And later on, some of the family moved to Castro.
So
he
lived
many years with the Mormons of Reno. I think some of them need to join the old church.
Okay, I was asking you about, I had heard about this, the free slave forming a settlement and a school up somewhere east of here, west of here, I guess.
Yeah.
Around old Vandenberg?
Well, it's something like a little bit to the west of old Vandenberg, right in that community there. It donated this to the slaves, each 20 acres. Yeah. And they had a pretty good sized settlement. Later on, they didn't make a good living for it. They deserted one after another. They kind of deserted it and went to work somewhere else. That it's all, mostly all one farm now. It's trying to cover it up. It used to be a well hole here and another hole over there, and the old building fell down and you couldn't hardly walk.
Whose land is that now?
That belongs now to a mummy. Mummy's got some of that land. And Jimmy Briggs got some of that land. And maybe a few others, I don't know.
Do you think some of those Negro people live in Hondo now? Is those that are living there or from there?
There's still a few of them there, but I don't know the name. There's still some of them still in there.
Well, I had heard that they had a school up there too.
Well, that's probably it. That I don't know.
You never heard that?
I don't remember that, but it's more so that they did, because out of the 600 acres of crop,
also, did you ever know anything, any of the Masons who were in the Quigley area that had that, there was a cemetery and a lodge there?
I know where the Mason Cemetery is. It's on Pond Creek.
It's still there?
Still there.
On the Hondo Creek, close?
Hondo Creek, it's on Milton Field.
Oh, it's on private property.
But right next to the road, the new road going down, before you get to the 100 feet from here to the left, down to the 100 feet to the left, and right to the left, right on the side of the road, still there.
Well, they had built a lodge in Quigley, or somewhere in the Quigley area at one time. I think it was close around that Richter property.
Yeah, right. That really is an old place. That really is what they call the old New Fountain. It's a Richter property.
That was the old New Fountain?
The old New Fountain. And after a while, they built a church for the George Queen. You know, they call that New Fountain too. But the old New Fountain is that where that Richter property, that big old rock house.
Yeah.
That was the stage post stop. And they had a flower mill there too. The other building to the left.
Yeah.
That was a flower mill.
That was a flower mill.
Well,
was that where the people moved to when they had first settled in Vandenberg and that creek went dry?
Yeah.
The Birdie. And they moved. Is that where they moved Old New Fountain?
That's where they moved to. Because they had a ditch that was all around 1,000 acres of Vandenberg, where there were people settled.
Uh-huh.
And the creek went dry, the water failed, but then they moved out, most of them moved out, moved down to what they call
about when she was older, she wandered out, and I don't know if she was old, you know, and didn't, and they found her dead. That was his mother. Yeah, and then he was a ranger. Was he a ranger or?